A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances, but not find him. They returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. Gospel of the Lord. Today, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. The Holy Family is the icon and model to which each and every one of us and of our family should struggle to imitate and conform. When we think about the Holy Family, we could easily imagine they were free from any difficulties and trials and problems. Just as every family has to face problems and overcome them, or to put it another way, has to carry a cross, so also the Holy Family had to carry crosses. Sometimes, you see, we forget that the cross is far away from our life, should at least. We cannot think, you see, Christianity without the cross. The cross is a part and parcel of Christian life. There are many crosses come to mind as we read the scriptures. They had to flee to Egypt as refugees because Jesus' life was in danger due to Herod, in much the same way as refugees from war-worn countries are now entering it. Many Western countries like Syria, Iraq, and the East Africa, Ethiopia, Somalia, Sudan, Eritrea. These people, you see, they are dispersed because they are forced to do. The same, you see, experience had the Holy Family. Mary and Joseph suffered the awful experience of losing Jesus for 3 days when he was 12 years old. And the only satisfaction they got from him was that he had to be about his father's business. Think, you see, if your daughter or son lost for 3 days, how the family suffered. So all this happens to the Holy Family. The saddest moment of all came when Mary watched her son die on the cross. What kept the Holy Family together and sane throughout all of these trials and crosses? The answer is love for each other and God. This is the mystery. If a family loves one another and love God, yes, this is a great mystery. Always in the bad time, in the good time, they are together. Jesus' love for Mary and Joseph, Mary's love for Jesus and Joseph, and Joseph's love for both of them, and their love for God, the Father, in the Holy Spirit. This was their mystery, and this should be a mystery and strength of each Christian family. The Christian family is called to be holy. Holy means separated, set aside for the Lord. That means that the Christian family has got to be different from families where the Lord is an afterthought, if any thought at all. The Christian family must be the battlefield where evil is defeated now and through the children in the future. How can families be holy? To be holy is a command for each one as individual and for all of us. God the Father said, "Be holy as I am holy." It's a command. But how to be it? What must the families do to be set aside for the Lord? First of all, families need to keep the presence of the Lord alive in their homes by nurturing the presence of the Lord in each individual in the family. We have to be sensitive in our families whether he or she is, you see, living in God. Yes, we need to be considerate to each one of us. Obviously, there is plenty of bad stuff available on TV and internet that we cannot allow into our homes and into our lives. We need to be careful about the subtle ways that evil compromises the integrity of our family. We should watch out, you see, nowadays. Don't forget, your home is the small domestic church. Never, never, ever allow anything there to enter. There is, yes, a war to be won. We must fight it in our families. Our motto must be Joshua 24:17. As for me and for my family, we will serve the Lord. This should be each family's motto. For me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Joshua says this because all of the other Israelite people, they go astray. They left God. Only he with his family remain. And to call the people, now choose. Whose side are you? My family and me will serve the God. What about you? He asked them. Fortunately, they listened and followed him. Yes, we do the same. A third action a family can and must embrace to be wholly separate for the Lord is to seek out his presence in others, particularly those who need special care. The family that seeks to reach out to the presence of the Lord in those who are suffering will come to a deeper appreciation of the presence of the Lord in the home. So we should be very, very careful also about those who are, you see, in need, who are suffering, who are struggling, you see, with life. We have to try to reach out to them. And God alone knows how to create harmony from differences. But if God's love is lacking, the family loses its harmony. Self-centeredness prevails and joy fades. But the family which experiences the joy of faith communicates it naturally. That family is the salt of the earth and the light of the earth, of the world, and is the living of society. This is our mission and commission, to be a light, a salt, and living to the world. Dear families, always live in faith and simplicity, like the Holy Family of Nazareth. The joy and peace of the Lord be always with you. Love and respect are the two virtues. Is the family and keep it as cement and concrete, and allow each one to grow. If we respect and love one another, yes, we are together always. We are together always and grow spiritually to our eternal home. Today, therefore, we should say a special prayer for the Lord, for all the families of the world, imitating the Holy Family of Nazareth. May parents seriously concern themselves about the growth and education of their children, so that they may mature as responsible and honest citizens, without ever forgetting that faith is a precious gift to the to be nourished in their children through personal example. May Jesus, Mary, and Joseph bring together love, greater love, unity, and harmony to all Christian families, that in their turn may be a firm example to the communities in which they live. Don't forget the saying, a family prays together, stays together. A family who prays together, stays together here in this world and out there for eternity. Don't forget to pray together. Always in prayer, we receive grace, strength, and power to love one another and to help one another and serve one another. These were the Holy Family. They were the same like us. In a house, small house, here in this world, but they are there now in our eternal home. And they are waiting for each one and for each family one day to rejoin them for eternity. So God bless you. May God bless all you and your families. God bless you.